Good morning, good morning, honorable members. You are all aware that we are supposed to be adopting the housing provincial oversight visit that we had, and that we also had to deliberate on the department and adopt the strategic plan of the department. Now, both of these items need a quorum, and you are aware that we do not form a quorum. And you will be staying with us until. Okay, alright. Then we can start with the Gauteng visit. Last week was.
Sorry to interrupt. The chairperson asked me to ask the community if nothing cosmetic changes, but the recommendations for the circular today.
You did get the circulation of the recommendation. Yes, I mean.
Chairperson, I just want to say that it was clear to me as to I received the service recommendation, and the manner in which I received it indicated to me that it comes from the committee secretary. Because it was received in the form that you normally receive a notice that it comes from the committee secretary. So, it would appear as if not all members have received from by the murmurings I hear. Could you maybe just be telling the old members?
Do you have copies?
We have copies and we have circulated with two members.
Who has received enough? You all don't. You have not. Okay. Last week we dealt with the housing report. We did it page by page. I think you wouldn't expect that we go back to that as well. You remember why we postponed it? It was because of the recommendations, that if members thought of any recommendations added to it, should then supply the office of the chairperson with that. Now, we have come up with the recommendations that was on the report. There are other recommendations that are added there. Now, I think what we should be doing is to see if, after going through the recommendations, what is it that you think we do? Do you want to add some more recommendations, or do we adopt the report as it is? Go through the recommendations. Yes.
Chair, may I just ask for an opportunity for those members who did not get the recommendations before the meeting, just to read through them before we start going through them, so that we know what we're doing.
Okay. Sorry.
I just forwarded a recommendation to Radia last week.
I didn't receive it, Ms. Simpson.
Now let's go through the recommendations on 12.1, which appears on the back of the report.
Okay.
I wondered whether this is maybe focusing the recommendations that was copy that was handed out or made by the prisoners and also now in the meeting.
Yes, what I'm trying to say is that what is on the recommendations is on the report. As cross-point 1, the portfolio committee applauds efforts made by Harmony to improve the quality of water discharged from its plant. And the portfolio committee urges the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry to engage the entire mining industry in Gauteng on water quality management as mandated in Chapter 14 of National Water Act. That is the first recommendation to those who were at Harmony. And 12.2, the committee notes that after 3 occasions after started to attend water quality issues, the portfolio committee should be provided with a report by the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry detailing the steps taken to enforce the obligation that arises out of acquiring a water license. I think we are all aware we were all at ATSA. I'm going through it, then if there are any comments, that's why I'm here. Yes. Yes. Yes.
12.2.
Mm-hmm.
The committee notes that after 3 occasions, an act of what the team to work for the issue.
Mm.
I don't think 3 occasions is common words, it could be 3 occasions or anything. And what actually happened is in three cases of pollution, 3 cases of contamination, 3 leaks of fuel. You know, it's 3 occasions is actually just suddenly the end.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the guy said that he actually that maybe the crisis is key to the issue. It's actually the main solution.
Solution.
Yes. Solution.
Yes. Okay. Any other addition? Okay. 12.3. Fine. 12.4. None. 12.5, Mahalis Water. None. 12.6, misleading area.
I'm just reading that the department should investigate support.
And support.
I forget it says what support is given to the municipality with regards to the statement. What is with regards to the refurbishment of the reading to really aid the destruction?
It is but I think AFSA should investigate, it should say, and support should be given to the municipality.
The word there, I'm querying, it should be investment or the refurbishment of the aid infrastructure.
And refurbishment.
I think it refers to refurbishment and not investment. I think that's the word. This is my opinion.
Okay.
Investment would mean putting in place infrastructure. That would be capital investment. I don't know if I... Maybe the members and the other members. Mm-hmm. Listen to the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Happy? Plot 175. Camino de Pro. operation is in Amante. 12.8. Is there anything over? 12.8. No addition. 12.10.
The recommendation that I sent you to Radia, for those of you who were there, this is about water demand management, just that electric pressure control system. And what I would like to commit to recommend, but obviously it's up to the commission to decide, is that the pastor that possibly should look at the feasibility of installing and financing such systems throughout the country where it's feasible. Because I think the savings in terms of water and money are huge.
Okay, there would obviously be a recommendation that 4.15 to 11.30, but I actually want to support the recommendation because I think I was part of it. It actually only while we were on the overhead budget, that was one of the good news stories that came out. But it was only happening, it was a particular initiative. And I think already on the overhead budget, members were saying maybe the department should put out a wider rollout of the countrywide.
The one of the
school? No, the one of the pressure reduction system.
Okay.
Because it paid huge dividends in that particular area, in that particular place. So I wanted to support the recommendation.
Okay. Any other?
If you can give me the precise wording, then it would really help me a lot. Okay, thank you.
Waiting for water project, first place. And waiting for fire. Yes. You can't do this with your time. Okay, that's it.
Another worry is about the way this is really looking. Why can't you say
review? Review.
If I may, I just want to agree with that because it actually is a bad word.
Okay.
I mean, we always speak about the review of business economics.
Okay. Fine. What's the end of it?
Chairperson, I wondered if I could take the opportunity to propose that we adopt this report with the recommendation and the addition of 12.12 as my recommendation.
Okay. Propose that arrangement. Okay, and the
second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's accepted as saying including the draft for draft.
Yes. With all the amendments. What is the
other? Just
want to know as to whether so we don't have to make a sort of a recommendation on what we think should be done, because
that is exactly what we are
saying. The indicator that they will not meet the target. What do we say about that?
Mr. Tesbian, if it's about this report, I'm sorry it's late, because this is what we've been going through, and I've been giving members a chance to come up with additional recommendations. Okay, we declare this report adopted. And now, I don't know, I think you have also gone through the one of the
deliberating on making recommendations on the budget for the show.
Have we all gone through the strategic plan? We had a budget eradication hearing. We are aware of all the stakeholders that were here. And now we have to come up with the recommendations to this one as well. What do you propose we do with this one? The report on budget eradication.
I'm not sure. I think maybe someone else could speak on it, because I missed last week, so I wasn't in. I was on sick last week, so I think I missed out on some of the discussion.
No, we didn't discuss it.
It's
the first time it's the fourth commission.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was going to do it. I was going to do it. I'm sorry.
So, but have you gone through the report? Okay, any deliberations around the report? If not, so then we'll have to.
Yeah, definitely good to repeat to me as the party should go back and discuss it and come up with possible recommendations as they normally do. And then forward the recommendations, and then we can look at the recommendations for next week, as we've just done with the house.
Yes,
I'm happy with that, but it would seem to me that majority of the provinces are saying that they have a shortfall in finance. And unless that shortfall is made up, they're not going to be able to meet their targets. So, well, I think the recommendation probably comes from the ANC, but it looks like you're going to have to look at emergency funding of some sort in order to meet the target. That's not going to happen. And also, Chair, while I have the microphone, I was speaking to stress yesterday. I don't know those of you in the House who heard the member's motion from one of the members, from one of our members from Mpumalanga, who's saying that The bucket system is with eradicators in, and they put in so-called waterborne sewage. It's still not connected. So we've been saying now for months that it's all fine in Mpumalanga and everything's lovely and it's all gone. But in fact, it's not working. So you can say you've taken the buckets away, but unless you have an alternative system in place, you're actually not solving the problem. And I really would like some urgent intervention into that to see what is going on.
Mm. I think we all have been aware that much as it was said that in Mpumalanga has done away with toilets or with budgets, it's not possible. Especially where in areas where you still have informal settlements, you cannot be declared to have done away with unless you are saying in a formal settlement. Mm.
Okay, if I may, maybe just come in there. We mustn't forget that the announcement of the eradication of bucket system was in form of settlements. Because we recognize that informal settlements were always called a moving target.
Mm-hmm.
So the objective is, by the end of 2010, formal settlements.
Mm-hmm.
So Mpumalanga did indeed make the announcement that in their formal settlement, all the buckets have been eradicated. But then the point that the central is made needs to be investigated. That it would appear from the statement that indeed in the area that was mentioned, the bucket was removed and it was replaced by a waterborne system, but the waterborne system has been connected. In other words, it can be used at the moment. And I think that's what CPS needs investigation. And I think that needs to be something that the committee put forward, especially for such a thing in 2 minutes. I think it's that. What I wanted to say in terms of the recommendations to this report, I thought that I also agree with the point that you've made, but I thought that the reason why we should go back is that we can make specific recommendations in the entirety of the report, as we've just done with the Gauteng. So that's why I made the recommendation that maybe to be given time to go back. Maybe the committee can decide on cut-off date for when the suggestions, the recommendations should be in the various parties so it can be put together into working documents.
I think it's going to help us if, Ms. Temple, since it was a member of her party who was making that statement, for her to gather the information and we should know which municipality and everything.
I think we need some details with regard to this because if the buckets are removed and the infrastructure for the waterborne system is put in place, but it is not, what are the systems using there? There are no toilets there.
Hence, I'm saying,
in terms of what the people are using every season now, because it doesn't really sound, qualifying.
Yes, but we can ask the department if we know where. We can't say Mpumalanga, but you know where in Mpumalanga. Hence, I'm saying that Ms. Temple should get us all of that information. She can give it to us in the chamber today, and then we will pass it on to the minister. Then. That is clear. When? No, we are finishing now. We'll get the information later. Then if the agreement is that we will deal with this, we'll postpone the budget eradication issue and deal with it next week then. Then I don't think we have anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
recommendations, members, will we agree that by Friday, please, so that then it can be incorporated into the report for next week? Can we do that? Can we agree on Friday? And I'm sorry, I did not start off by apologizing for the chaperson. Her mom is sick and she had to take her to the hospital today. Her apologies to you. And thanks for being such a good class. you'll be here next time again. I thank you very much. But please, members, it does not mean that the business of this building is finished. There's a chamber sitting. May you please proceed to the chamber.
There's also been lunch organized for the members at
New Wing. There's a lunch arranged
for the committee at New Wing at 12:30 onwards, in case the members 12:30.
No, you know.
I was, because Nati is also late for you. So I was chairing that meeting and then I had to call. So I answered it under the table and he said, I'll bring you to school. So I called one of the other members to come and chair and then I
asked. Do you have a copy of the recommendation?
Or do you have it on the
panel? I will email it to you because I want to give you my card and then you can go.